Matthew chapter 13. So preaching salvation with what? Three important mentalities. Three important mentalities. The first mentality is preaching salvation with the mentality of it belong too much. Matthew chapter, we'll give it a name. What do you guys think? Matthew has the first mentality. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 to 51. I want to make sure that we don't keep long here. Amen. Just want to stir us up for. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. So preaching salvation with the mentality of casting what? A net. What do you guys think? When it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. Is that not powerful? Verse 49. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. Is that not powerful? So this, okay, verse what? 51, right? 51. Jesus said unto them, have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. Amen. So we preach salvation with a mentality of what? Casting a net. It says the kingdom of heaven. Can you go back to 47? The kingdom of heaven is like what? A kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea. So when we preach salvation, shall we take our seats? We preach salvation with the mentality of casting a net. That means that once you cast a net into the sea, the scripture says that the kingdom of heaven is likening the kingdom of heaven to a man or a person who cast a net, a fisherman who cast a net into the sea. So when we preach salvation, the sea here is the world. And that's one meaning. The sea here is the world. And the sea here also can also be the church. Amen. And why is it the world and the church? Because it's talking about casting a net into the sea or throwing a net into the sea. So when we go preach salvation, we preach to everyone. The sea is what? The world. The sea is the world. We preach to everyone. And it says that when the net is cast into the sea, it catches all kinds of fishes. So we are catching all kinds of people. So without the right mentality, when you go to preach salvation, you catch certain kinds of people and leave certain kinds of people. But it says that he cast a net in, because if you are leaving certain people out, how will they be saved? So you can have a mentality. Sometimes in churches we have a mentality that we want to go and catch this kind of people and leave this kind of persons. And that's not what he's explaining to us here. So why am I sharing this? So that you have that mentality that as we go out and we are preaching to the people on the field, and we are preaching to the people in the pub, and we are preaching to the people on the streets, and we are meeting people in their homes and all that, there are all kinds of people that we are casting the net to do what? To catch. So he says the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast. If you don't have this right mentality, or you don't have preaching the salvation with this mentality, you'll be targeting only certain people, and you may end up not getting those people. You get what I'm talking about? So we are catching the poor and the rich. Sometimes some people want to just catch the poor. We are catching those who live in estates and those who live in slums. You are not only catching those who live in slums, because when they come, you have to pay for their buildings. Do you understand? But we are catching those who are rich, so that the rich will pay the build. Shout glory. Balance the equation. Come on, shout glory. Hallowed be thy name. This is the kingdom of heaven is like unto another was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. Continue. 48. Which when it was full, when it was what? So the net was full. So we are casting the net to catch all kinds of people, and we are expecting our nets to be full before we bring it out. That is why we are not leaving anyone to go. Some people have come, Isaac Kotchere and others. Sunday we didn't see them. We have to have a meeting with them for them to understand why they ought to be in church. You may say, oh, they are not serious, but it's not they are not serious. They don't understand what they are doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? They are born again, but they've not been brought up to understand. So we have to have a meeting with them. We are bringing, it says they brought all kinds of people. Some are weed smokers, and some are very innocent, but they are not born again. Some are all kinds of people. When it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So as you bring them in, that's why I said the sea is first of all what? The world, and secondly the church. Why? Because when we catch the all kinds of fishes we are talking about, we are definitely going to bring them to where? To the church. When they come to the church, they will say they are born again. Or we will say they are born again. Or we will let them to be born again. But not all of them are really, really born again. But they've all come. Shout glory. So with time, there will be that separation. As the Spirit of God selects people within the church, you realize that there will be some people who will not be able to stay, and some who will be able to stay in the church among the souls that you bring. So it's not all the souls that you bring that will stay in the church. It's not all the souls that you win and you bring to church that will stay in the church. Some will say, my mother says that I should join her in the church. The only time the mother remembers that they should join the person, join her in the church, is when we have brought the person to this church. Is that not true? Some will say that I'm going here, here, and all of that. So it's a whole mentality to have when you are winning souls, or when you are preaching salvation, when you're on the field. Amen. You are going to meet people. We are targeting all kinds of people. Don't forget that. Even in the church, there are all kinds of people. Today, if you read today's rhapsody, you will see it inside. If you didn't read too, it will be like a Chinese movie to you. Shout glory. But you see that Pastor Chris talked about that. People within the church. Amen. How to behave in the church. And went to those that mark those that cause divisions in a church. In every church, there are people who are marked to cause divisions. So sometimes when you see the man of God so wild, or the woman of God so wild and all that, people think that is the man of God who is wild. But there are people that, as a leader, you should be able to identify those who are always causing division. There are people like that within the church. They are always causing divisions. They are always rebelling. Unless you don't say we are having midweek service, they will say they don't have that time for midweek service. If you say, okay, let us move to Thursday, they will say, yes, sir. When it's Thursday, they won't come. Then they'll go and tell the other person that, oh, Papa moved that thing to Thursday, that's why I'm not even able to come. Papa, sometimes he makes decisions we don't even understand. Then you say, okay, let's move it to Friday. And so there are people who enter churches to cause divisions. Divisions. There are causes, people who are in church who can't take corrections. Once you correct them, they cause divisions. They begin to now say bad things about you because you corrected them. See, in church, there are all kinds of people. Maybe one day we'll talk about that. Amen. Talk about that. Why sometimes you have to use the rod. Shall I use the word here today? So the greater the numbers, the more likely you see these people, you meet these people. They cause divisions. See, people who forget that God blessed them through the ministry, they are there. So all kinds of people. There are people who join us on Sunday. We are going to win souls within the week. Say, we are all doing follow-ups. Please do well to call. They won't call. You come again and say, have you called? They will say, no. I'll call tomorrow, sir. On Sunday, say, have you called? They have not called. So there are people like that. They are prone to disobedience. Someone said, well, who was the one who even said that? And I heard Brother Chris say the same thing. There are people within the church that there are people within churches or within the church or within ministries that were disobedient to their parents. So in the house, the parents say, go left. They say, no, I'll go right. Go left, go right. They entered school. Teachers say, go left. They say, no, we'll go right. Go left, they'll go right. Then they joined all kinds of gang. Then they use the same thing. They enter into marriage. The same thing. The husband says, go left. They say, no, I'll go right. Go left, no, I'll go right. No, go left, no, I'll go right. And the husband will keep quiet. Is that not true? Then they come also into church. Then the man of God, Pastor Prince, say, go left. They say, no, we'll go right. So they are used to that kind of going their own way. They are used to disobedience, like Saul. Every time he was told to go left, he would go right. Saul. There are people too who are hardened. They never want to be taught. When you are teaching or correcting them, they see it as insult. Within churches, they see correction as insult. They see correction as insult. They feel they must not be corrected in the church. No. So there are all kinds of people within the church. And it's important that if you are a member of a ministry, you follow the teachings of your man of God. It's very simple and very easy for someone within the church to say things, negative things about your man of God, or your woman of God, and you accept it and ignore the word of God that he's been preaching to you. That is what makes you know that the church is not ordinary. Did you hear what I'm talking about? And sometimes we share some of this because by the grace of God, we have gone through certain things that makes us say the things we say. It's not that we are talking based on what? Some kind of thing, no. Now, people, that all the things that you teach in this church, it goes into them. Because you'll be amazed that all the things you teach will not dominate them, rather than what somebody has said negatively about the man of God, who has in some way even forget when they came to church and how the man of God made them stay and what the man of God's prayers for them and some even the testimonies they forget it at once when somebody just jumps into their ears and speaks certain things. They are like Adam or Eve, who just forgot the instructions because the serpent has spoken. Are you in church? All kinds of people. So in ministry, it's full of all kinds of people. If we don't make you a pastor, you should thank God for now. Is that not true? We thank God for now so that you don't have heart problems quickly. Most pastors who die young die of heart conditions because of dealings with people. If you take most of their things into your heart so much, you may die of heart condition quickly and you don't have eternal life, or you don't understand eternal life in your heart. That cry will be worse. That one, you may not even reach 50. Amen. This work is not a simple work. It's important that even as leaders, we understand that we are bringing, even though we are winning, so we are bringing all kinds. But the people who are already here, that there are no souls that we are bringing, they are already all kinds of people. Do you understand what I'm saying? And they are already all kinds of people. See, those who forget, some by the time we close from church and they read again, they forgot everything. They forget everything you shared. That's all kinds of people. Is that not true? All kinds of people. So the kingdom of heaven is like a net that is cast into the sea. That picks all kinds of people. Some who are in church and all that they are targeting in church is one young girl who looks fair like Brother Walash. Do you understand? That within the church, targeting ladies. Do you know that there are people who purposely go to church to look for ladies? In church, all kinds of people. Some in the quest of looking for ladies, then they have an experience with the Holy Ghost, and then they stop. Some too continue until they go to hell with it. Yet they came to church and heard over and over and over, but they never changed. Is that not strange and powerful? All kinds of. I was sharing one lady who came to church, who was with us one of the days, and I said, I've never in my life, since I was born to when I became serious to where I am today, I've never had a lady apart from my wife put her head on my laps like this. Apart from that particular lady. To come and sit down and put her head on my laps and weep and cry and tell me that, Papa, what we will eat in the house is not even there. As I speak to you, there is no food in the house that has brought me here. And sit and weep. Weep that there is no food. Weep that there is no child. And weep. And the next time you'll be there, a person will come again and weep and sit down and say, Papa, when will God do this thing? Then we say, God will do it. Then mommy will say, we'll come to the kitchen. Then they cook, eat, go home. See, all kinds of people. You'll be amazed that such a person will forget you within 2 seconds. And if you're a minister, you're a pastor, and you think of all of that, you have heart problem. They will diagnose you of cardiovascular disease. Something like, is that not what they say it? And to be able to think that such a person can easily betray you and act as if nothing like that has happened because I now have a child, my husband has a job, and all that. To see, if you say you are thinking about such a thing, will you survive? You know, so people sometimes don't know what a minister, a man of God, goes through. They only see what the minister is wearing and saying and all that. But there are all kinds of things that you may not be able to see. I don't think you'll be there and you see a church person come and put their laps on you and be weeping and all that. Will you allow that? But sometimes when there is weeping too much, you just shock as if nothing is happening. All in the name of suffering. Then once the table turns a little bit, then oh la la. And such a person can so betray you and talk about you negatively and go and say things about you and gang up and say things to the point where others who even hear will believe. It's amazing that some even within the church will hear those things and even believe that is true, what that person is saying. All the things that you, the man of God, you have said, you have preached, you'll be shocked that the people will believe the lies or the gossip or whatever and leave the word of God. And leave the word of God you've been preaching, even this one I'm preaching right now. You'll be sure that something like that, and you'll leave that all this preaching I'm preaching it. And Papa even said somebody, you will leave it. And believe the lie and now begin to see Papa from a bad perspective, even though I've not done juju with your head. Shout glory. And sometimes some of these things, if you're a man of God and you're not careful, you may stop even praying for people. Because they make you start praying for you. You don't know whether it is when you pray for people that is good or when you don't pray for people that is good. You don't know which one to choose now. Amen. I'm just giving you certain examples and all that makes you know that the church is even full of all kinds of people. So when we go out to preach to, we'll meet all kinds of people. It is this all kinds of people that we are bringing to church. Amen. Some have clothes, some have shoes, some have cars, some don't have cars. All kinds of people. So when we go out, you must go with that mentality. Amen. Don't target only the broke. And don't target only the rich. When you get only the rich, they won't have time to come to church. When you target only the broke too, they will always have financial what difficulties and be calling you to do what? To pay. Is that not strange? Sunday, for instance, somebody, mommy noticed that somebody doesn't have a place to stay and ask the person and try to work out something with the person. Now we even call the person, she doesn't pick. Mm-hmm. But we ask her on Sunday, why, what is happening? She says, I don't have anywhere to stay. So today I was thinking that was the person thinking that we won't look for a place for the person, but rather we'll give the person money. You understand? Then when we give the person money, the person will now use the money to go and do her own something. What do you guys think? So all kinds of people. Some want to even dupe the man of God within the church. Glory. Is that understood? Number two mentality. Who understood what I just shared quite quickly or briefly? So we meet all kinds of people. We meet how many people? All kinds. There are different kinds of fishes in the sea, right? If I still mention some names, you mention different kinds of fishes. But when the person brings the fishes out, the Spirit of the Lord himself knows who should stay and who should leave. It is not everyone that you bring to church that will stay in your church. That is so important. It's not everyone that you bring to your church that will stay in your church. Even though you want to do everything possible to make them stay, it's not everyone that will stay. Some are not supposed to stay. Some are supposed to go to other places. Some are not supposed to stay because when they stay for a long time, they will give you a lot of troubles. Do you hear what I said? Yes, but that's why we pray. The Spirit of the Lord knows those who are yours as a minister. The Spirit of the Lord knows those who are WCN people. He knows. And he knows how to fill the ministry. Even as we take the step to invite people to church. Shout hallelujah. You heard what? Do you understand what I said? Number two mentality is the mentality of compelling. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 to 14, quickly. The mentality of what? So I said the first mentality is the mentality of what? Casting the net. Nowadays I'm teaching certain things because I'm talking about preaching salvation. Amen. The mentality of casting the net. Or casting a net. Number two mentality is what? The mentality of compelling. What in Greek we call anakazo. Compelling power. Using force. Don't forget that I've already shared about using what? Maybe I have to title one of a special program and title it The Serpentile Spirit. And that one there to become an issue in Ghana. So the man of God is using marine spirit. Is that not true? But I will do that. You should write that topic down for me. The serpentine what? Spirit. Because that's how to also do what? Build the church. You need to build the church with the serpentine spirit. Else you can never build any church. You hear what I said? The serpentine spirit. Like when I talked about the lady who came to put her head over, it's part of the serpentine spirit. You see, under normal circumstances, you say, no, you sit here and we can talk. But you want to absorb the person's sorrows. You understand? And allow the person to release sorrows. When people come to you and they are crying because of a problem or a trouble or a financial difficulty or a childbirth and all that, then you know what goes into it. The kind of tears that comes is not a small one. It's a big one. Amen. And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven again is like the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. Amen. Which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. So he had a marriage and then sent servants, go and bring those people that we are expecting. They are our guests. They are coming to the wedding. They are coming to be part of the wedding. Go and call them. Amen. And they would not come. When they called them, they would not what? Not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Are all things ready?
Yes, sir.
In Christ Jesus, all things are what?
Ready.
We are entering to a next stage in ministry where Christianity will move to the place where we say that I'll come to you and I will, the way we are dining with him. Now, we don't see ourselves dining with Christ. What do you guys think? Are we dining with Christ? Don't see ourselves dining with Christ at all. Even though that's what is happening now. Again, he sent for the other servant, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. Verse 5. But they made light of it. They did what? That means that they took it for granted. They took it lightly. Even though he had put in all efforts to kill his fatlings and to kill his oxen and to prepare this wedding, and has invested a lot of money, just like what God through Christ Jesus has done for all. Amen. God through Christ Jesus has done what? Done for all. Invested all so that we be born again, so that we become one with Christ, so that we become God's associates, so that we can be filled with God, so that we can partake of God's nature. All these things have been given. He says they made light of it. They took it for granted. They took it lightly. And that's what is happening in the world. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
So they made light of it and went their ways. One to his farm. Another to his merchandise. Do you see excuses coming now? Do you see excuses coming? Oh, I'm going. Another translation, I think, is it the Luke or one? Another translation talks about this one says, I'm going to my farm. Amen.
Amen.
This one too says that I'm going to sell my thing. I mean, a businessman. As I speak to you, a business has come. Contract, and you are saying marriage. Which one should I choose? Another, continue. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. Continue. But when the king, I think you should look for that scripture for me. I think this one should be, it looks different. What do you guys think? But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And it's, no, this is not what I'm looking for. Look for the scripture for me. I don't have what? Shout glory. So every one of them was given what? Excuses when he called them to come for their wedding. Amen. And we will all have excuses to give. There are many ways when you say, so, I don't come to church because of this. You see people giving all kinds of reasons why they do not come to church or they do not want to follow you to church. Amen. Why they do not want to follow you to church. They are all giving. How many have heard some excuse that somebody has given? Maybe you went and they gave an excuse. Is that Deacon Steph? Do you remember an excuse that somebody gave you recently about church? Why they are not coming to church, or why you are preaching to them and they are not getting saved? Is there something? You met somebody like that. The person said what? Okay, so a person gave an excuse that he's half and half. He's half Muslim and half Christian, so that's why it changes. So the time that he wants to come to church, he'll come. Shout glory to that. Okay, have you gotten it now? Are you sure it's Luke chapter 14? Okay, then let me read it. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room. Verse Verse what? 20, right? Shout glory to that. So I said that the mentality of what? The mentality of compelling. Can we go to somewhere verse 18? I don't like when they were giving an excuse. Let's start from where the servants were sent. Is that not powerful? Luke chapter 14 from verse what? Mandalaba, Santalaba. So you can cancel the Matthew and put Luke there. Luke chapter 14. I thought it was Matthew chapter 22. I think it's Luke chapter 14. Then said he, from verse 16. Then said he, Amen. Are you hearing something? Or you want me to preach something else? This is so important to prepare your hearts, okay? To prepare your hearts so that you know that as you go out, I said preaching salvation and what? And three important mentalities. Or preaching salvation with three important mentalities. That's the topic. So, then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many or called many. And sent his servant at supper time. He made a great supper and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them, don't you know we've been called to a supper? How many of you know we've been called to a supper? We are going to be enjoying and enjoying and enjoying and eating all the things there. What do you guys think? Some of us want to eat what is set on the table or not some small ones. And sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. Is that not powerful? Come, for all things are what? Are now ready. When I see a scripture like this, I'm wondering, if all things are now ready, then take what is yours. Is that not simple? This is Christianity. Okay, let's continue. We are talking about winning souls. You like taking blessings too much. You like winning souls. And they all with one consent, right, began to make excuse. Do you see it? They all began to make excuse. You see why it is not, it's not a surprise when people begin to make excuses when you organize a meeting. It's not a surprise. Amen. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. It's not just a surprise when you go out there to preach and you see people making excuses. Are you following what I'm teaching you? So when you go out and you see people people giving excuses. Oh, you know, I can't come to church because I am half and half. That's an excuse. And excuse, I can't come to church because, you know, look at the way I'm looking at. I'm looking like, you know, the way I am. I don't think I can come to church. I don't even, some will say, oh, I don't even have clothing to come to church. I don't have a trousers and all that. I can't come. You see, some will say, oh, I'll come. Then you go again and they'll say, oh, no, today I'm going to visit my in-law's church or something like that. Excuses. So he says, and they all want consent to say, oh, me, I don't believe in any church. All the pastors, they want our money. Excuses. Is that not true? Yeah. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I beg you, I pray thee means, I beg you, have me excused. Give me the NIV, so that it's more simple for us to understand, and I will not have to talk plenty. What do you guys think? Then we'll come back to the King James, where we are looking for the anakazu. Are we there? Shout glory. Glory. And they all with one consent began to make excuses. The first said, but they all alike began to make excuses. NIV. The first said, I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. Verse 19. Another said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am on my way to try them out. Please excuse me. Is that not strange? So when you go to preach, you have to have the mentality that many will make what? Excuses. Okay? But what do you do when they make excuses? You don't say, okay, God knows I've preached. No. He says, another said, I bought 5 oxen. Verse 20. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't do what? Come. I just did what? Got married, so I can't do what? Come. Some will say, I just relocated to this area. I'm maybe now carrying my things inside. So please come next week. Is that not true? Some will say, I go to Joe Wiki, so I can't come. Is that not true? Sunday, somebody said he goes to Jehovah's Witness, and when they came, Alfred came, I said, you should ask the person what the person is doing in the house at that particular time, because if you are Jehovah's Witness, you should be on the streets by this time. What do you guys think? A true Jehovah's Witness on Sunday will be holding a bag, something, and something, be on the road. So once you are in the house, you are not Joe Wiki. Still another said, I just got married, so I can't come. Verse 21. The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry. He became what?
Angry.
So sometimes when you go and preach the gospel, there are people who give you excuses. So when you come back, you say, Lord, they are giving me excuses. Is that not true? Or the Spirit of the Lord knows that they are giving you excuses. But you are doing your best. You are doing what the word tells you to do, to preach the word. You are inviting them. You are doing follow-ups. They are not picking up, but you are still following up. They pick up and they say, I'll call you back, but you are still following up. You are still, because they are all giving excuses. So all the things that we see when we preach to them and when we do follow-ups and all of that, somebody says that I close at 12 o'clock. So if I say I'm coming to church at 7 o'clock, how many hours will I sleep? From 12 to what? 6 is too small for me, so please excuse me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So excuses. So you see all kinds of excuses, but you just have to insist that no, we close 1 hour, 30 minutes, we are done. So make sure you come. You can still come close and go and rest a little bit before you go back to work on the Sunday or something. Don't just say, okay. Look for something to say. Oh, we'll, even if it's 30 minutes, you still came to church. You meet my pastor. We'll pray for you and all of that. Your soul is important. You need to be saved. You cannot, because of the work you do. You understand? That is when you bring in other things, the other things, that other stories that I was talking about, but the parable of this of what? Lazarus and the rich man, the parable of what did I even talk about? Come on, shout glory.
Glory.
All those parables, the broad way and the narrow way. You see, the broad way is big and everybody's entering into it. You give them a picture of a broad way, like the Temamoto way, and a small way like this one that is corner somewhere here. You know, where our people are just squeezing somewhere. The broad way, everybody's just going in. Is that not powerful? And you give about the rich man who became so rich and said, my soul, eat and drink. Is that not true? That's why I gave you those scriptures. If you have not read them, go and read them. And you add them. Sometimes when people are giving you excuses, you bring them in to amplify your points over there. Come on, shout glory. To the point where you've done all your best and they are still running away from you. Come on, shout glory.
Glory.
I told you the last time that when Paul preached in Athens, a few believed. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
A few believed. But he still preached to a whole congregation, group of people, crowd. But a few did what? Believe. Jesus preached to many people, crowds, great multitudes. But after his death and his resurrection, when he came to meet what people? A few. Out of the great multitudes, 4,000 men, excluding what? Children and women and children, and all of that. But when he arose, he met about 40. Amen.
Amen.
So your church will be big. WCN will be big. But I always say that we will face certain things like we are facing now. Amen.
Amen.
When you see us facing 102, it's all part of the scriptures. All scriptures must be what? Fulfilled. So the servant came back and reported this to his master. The staff came and said, Papa, when we went, this one says excuse, this one says excuse, that one to give excuse, that one gave excuse. About 20 excuses. We went to follow up again. This one said, I'm now sleeping. I just slept 5 a.m. This one said, my light was off. My clothes, I couldn't iron. This one said, that is why they couldn't come to Jesus. So, excuse. They said, oh, then they came to tell me. Then me, I said, I got angry. Say, get angry. Some people think when you're a man of God, you must not get angry. No, you must not get angry. Is that not true? Sometimes you must get angry at certain things. What do you guys think? He says, he reported to his master, the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, go out quickly into the streets. Do you see it there?
Yes,
can you read it? One, two, go. I need a microphone. I need a microphone. I want to hear voices here. One, two, go. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Read it. We are all reading together. One, two, go.
The servant came back and reported.
No, 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 wait. You guys look hungry here. One, two, go.
The servants came back and reported this to his master.
Mm-hmm.
Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servants,
mm-hmm,
go out quickly into the streets,
mm-hmm,
and the alleys of the town,
mm-hmm,
and bring in the poor,
uh-huh,
the crippled,
uh-huh,
the blind,
uh-huh,
and the lame.
What do you guys think? Is that not what we are doing now?
Yes, yes,
it says, go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor and bring in the crippled. Oh, maybe we must do a switch in the field ministry. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to think about this scripture.
Yes,
and I'll come with the feedback.
Yes,
what do you guys think?
Yes,
bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. Verse 22. Sir, the servant said, what you ordered has been done, but there is still room. Verse 20. So there is still room. They brought the crippled, they brought the lame, they brought the poor, they brought the blind. Look at the kinds of people they brought. Do you see there? This scripture must be today. I must do something about this scripture. Continue. Then the master told the servant, go out to the roads and the country lanes and make them come in, so that what will happen? My house shall be full. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Now hold the microphone. Who is holding the microphone here and there? It says that bring them so that what will happen?
So that my house will be full.
Are you in church?
Yes, sir.
I said bring them so that what will happen?
My house will be full.
So what is the master expecting? A full house. What is he expecting?
A full house.
So when the master looks at us and the house is not full, he says, what are they doing inside there? They must go and bring the lame.
Yes, sir.
Oh, who heard something there?
I heard something, sir.
This is the key to ministry. This is the key to a big ministry. You know, this is the key, eh? It's a big key. It's what?
A big key.
It's a big key. Say it's a big, give me the King James. Say it's a big key. It says, go out to the roads lanes and make them come. And do what?
Make them come.
It says, make them come. It didn't say go and there say, oh, come. Oh. You see what we did on Sunday when we carried the guy to the car to bring to church? That is what he's talking about. You must be hard. You must be what? You bring you by force. Now, when we went to the other side, Sister Carlin told the guy, please, we are taking you to church right now. The guy got angry. He says, Charlie, where are your boys? He says, see, I'm a TA, pa, Wokas, I mean, Farmer Taddy, we are not meeting us already. They say, Wokas, they be. Do you know what I'm talking about? That is why I was wearing my cap like that. So you also look for a cap. Next Sunday, I will turn the cap like this.
Yes.
And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. And compel them. The word compel there is anakazo. It's what?
Anakazo.
Compelling force. Compelling power.
Yes,
compelling what? Force. Power. Making them to come. Making them to do what?
Come.
So if you just sit down saying that they will come, they won't come. We must compel them to come.
Yes,
we must follow up on them. When we follow up, they won't pick the call. but we will follow up on them again.
Yes,
the next Sunday when we go, they will all run away, but we will follow up on them when? Again. We are going to compel them to do what?
Come.
Shout glory to that.
Glory.
This has reminded me of what T.L. Osborne said. But you see, he said, go and bring the lame. You see, we do ministry with the lame. We do ministry with the lame. We do ministry with the sick. We do proper ministry, compelling ministry with healings and miracles. You hear what I said? So he invited the people who are not lame. And he invited the people who are not what? Can you take us back there? Elder God, are you there or you have gone on break? Or you've remembered that the flooding has entered somewhere? He said, we brought people here, there is room. Did he say there is room?
Yes.
As long as there is room, we must bring people.
Yes, sir.
We must do what?
Bring people.
But you see, we invite the people to church. Amen.
Amen.
We invite the people to church. Are you in church today?
Yes,
I'll close right now so that you can go and sleep. Is my watch all right? Okay. So we invite the people to church. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes,
they invited the people, normal people, not sick. Very wealthy. They said, oh, I'm so busy. I'm a businessman. I can't come to church. They invited another one. Say, oh, I bought oxen. Don't you understand? I have to go and check on my oxen. I can't do that. Sunday is the day I can check on my oxen. They invited another one. The person who said, oh, just got married. As I speak to you, I'm on my way to Dubai for honeymoon.
Hey.
Inviting me to church.
On the moon.
I'm going to the moon, you say church. Amen. Amen. Then the master got angry. We must get angry.
Yes,
look as I tell the person, you must get angry.
You must get angry.
Look for the Greek word for that. Do you have Esau on the angry there? I want to see what he's talking about. To get angry, what it means there in the Greek. I've taken my phone away right now. What do you guys think? They've taken away my Jesus. I don't know where they put him. Is that what Mary said?
Yes,
shout glory.
No.
Mm-hmm. It says what?
It means to provoke.
To provoke. Uh-huh.
To arouse to anger.
To provoke. So when I say you must get angry, you must be. In fact, we must be provoked. Who is provoked here?
I'm provoked, sir.
We must be provoked.
Yes,
we must be aroused to anger.
Yes, sir.
That our house is not full.
Yes, sir.
That we have invited some people. And they are like, I work at SNIT. This one says, I work at the Bank of Ghana. This one says that I work here. You know the kind of job I do. I can't be in certain churches. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Some are asking, so how many people do you have in your church before I come? Do you understand what I'm talking about? We must be provoked. Who is provoked right now? And aroused to anger. And you see, there is a key. I'm trying to let you see. Some people will see the keys here. One, they were provoked. The master was provoked. That is what happened to me on the Sunday. What do you guys think? When I came to church, coming to preach on the laws of blessings, 10 laws of blessings, and I was provoked. Provoked by those playing football on a Sunday was me. I'm coming to enjoy church service. What do you guys think? But you see, the master was provoked. First of all, they gave excuses. Secondly, the master was provoked. He got angry. He was aroused to anger and got provoked. And he said, now go to the streets. Go to where?
The streets.
That is where we get the field ministry from.
Lord.
So go to the streets. Invite the lame. Invite the what?
The lame.
The blind.
Poor.
Invite the poor. Bring them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
there's an aspect of the ministry where we invite the lame. That is what makes the house more full.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is what we are working on.
Yes, sir.
What do you guys think?
Yes,
I've always believed that within 1 second I'll change. Have I said that before?
Yes, sir.
By the time you come, I was wearing this dress. I would turn and be wearing suit within 1 second, 2 seconds. Two. But let's see what he's saying. It says that invite the lame. Why? Invite the poor. Because when the gospel is preached to the lame, he will walk.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Invite the poor, Because when the gospel is preached to the poor, he will be rich.
Yes, sir.
The gospel of blessings makes rich.
Yes, sir.
The gospel of healings heals the sick.
Yes, sir.
The gospel of healing heals the blind.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
so we ought to be provoked to make the lame walk here.
Glory.
To make the blind see here.
Glory.
To make the poor be rich here.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
And then others will just be following. They will say, hey, come and see. Come and see, the lame is walking. When they are coming, then we are going out there to bring more. Until the church is what? Is full. Shout glory. God told me some weeks back when we started this thing, he says we have to sweep the streets. It means the power of God must be manifesting in the church and outside the church. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
I've been meditating on it. Even today I was lying, I just took my phone, just meditating on healings and miracles and healings. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. What do you guys think? Then it says Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Can you go to Acts chapter 1 verse 7 to 8? We'll show up here again. Luke chapter 14, we'll come here again. Come on, shout glory. So the mentality that people will give excuses, the mentality that we ought to be provoked and to compel them to come. Amen.
Amen.
And want to do something supernatural. Bring the lame. Bring the blind. Bring the poor. This is when we preach the gospel to the poor. The Bible says Jesus opened the book and said, the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the what?
The
to the poor. To heal the brokenhearted.
Yes, sir.
So the church that is a full house church has not just brought people.
No,
that they are doing something on
yes,
the people.
Sir.
I'm not hearing a glory to that.
Glory.
You see how the whole thing works?
Yes,
that is why Anakazo. So Anakazo is not just pulling people, holding their trousers, they come. No. Inviting them by all means, doing everything to bring them, but also demonstrating God's power on the people. Because the people we are bringing, he's telling us the kind of people we are bringing are not the people that we're expecting to come. So we will get a poor person who does not speak English and is broke. And the next 3 days, he's gotten a contract and has come, stayed in the church and gone to call his friends that I was at the parlor, beer parlor, when Deacon Steph and Pastor Fair came there and they said, I should come to church. And when I came, the man of God made a declaration. And within the week, I got a big contract. I belong to this ministry forevermore. What do you guys think? That is what we call what? Anakazo. Full house. Say full house.
Full house.
But you shall receive power. Verse 7, it says what? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Verse 8, you shall receive what? Power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. So you see, witnessing with what? With power. Witnessing with what?
With power.
Witnessing with what?
With power.
Shall be witnesses unto me. He didn't say you shall receive grammar. Did he say that? He didn't say you shall receive English language. He didn't say you shall receive whatever we say, French. Is that what he says? He didn't even say you shall receive revelations. He says you shall receive power. Then you shall be witnesses unto me. So proper witnessing is witnessing with power. So as we have started, how many weeks ago now? So this is the third week we've entered in. And we've entered into and we are calling all kinds of people. We must attach what? Power. So very soon, we will not go, we will bring the lame. The people at the parlor are also the lame.
Yes, sir.
They are addicted to weed.
Yes, sir.
They are addicted to what? Alcohol. And addicted to cigarettes. Cigarettes is not a sin. Weed is not sin. But it will destroy them in this church.
Yes, sir.
It will destroy them. So once you destroy them, we must take them out of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
the Bible doesn't record any we, because at that time there was no we. What do you guys think? All because cigarette, because there was no cigarette or smoking anywhere. What do you guys think? What is hearing what I'm saying? So you see, sometimes the reason why most churches target certain people is because there is no power. Jesus did not that target certain people. He targeted all. Why? Because when the weed smoker comes and you lay brother Alas lays hands on the man's like this. Then the face changes. What do you guys think? And all those things leave him. He has come to stay. Has he come to stay?
Yes, sir.
Then the other one to the same way. Then the other one who is doing some business because there nothing is happening and his frustration is making him take weed and all of that. To something happens. Say something happens. It's only a fool who denies a proof. Is that not true? Proofs. That's why it says you shall be witnesses unto me. You shall receive power. In fact, it looks like we must all go into the room and lock ourselves and say, Lord, we have received power. We need manifest. It's not that we are now coming to receive power. How many are now coming to receive power? We must see the manifestations of this power. Did you hear what I said? We must do what? See the manifestations of this power. We have received the power. But when we see the manifestation, that is when we can go to Jerusalem. You see, people just wake up and they say, we are starting branches. This is the key. He says that when there is witnessing through power, you will start branches. That's not what he's saying here. So it's not who has started a branch or who is doing two branches or three branches. Some of us, we believe that there must be witnessing with what? With power. It will take 1 second to start a branch and 2 seconds to start to... Do you believe that there's a seconds that we are talking about seconds? Do you talk about seconds?
Yes, sir.
I said how many?
A second.
Seconds. We use a second to start a branch. We use a second to build, and all pastors must be what? Now you not see it. When I've pushed you to Spinter's Road and nobody is coming, you will fast yourself. You see. What do you guys think? And I've pushed you to Malaysia somewhere and you have 5 members. Hey, and I'm saying, bring the tithes. Hey, bring the tithes to the headquarters. Hey, and your face is doing like this because there's... that day, you will do what?
Pastor,
the bridegroom has been taken. That's how a branch is built. So the reason why most churches say they break away is because of power.
Yes,
it's because of what?
Power.
Ministries that have power, nobody breaks away. I'm telling you. Ministries that manifest power. They do what? They manifest power. Because the power that the man of God is manifesting, you have not even started seeing small of it. How will somebody follow you when you break away?
Yes,
imagine yourself breaking away from TBUS Church. You are breaking to where? To do what? Or you say, I've broken away from Christ's embassy to go and heal which headache?
Hey.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
People are seeing Philip Kadochi before their face, wheelchairs, people in the wheelchairs. The man of God says, stand up, you are healed. And you stand up and you are healed. You've not even prayed for a fly. You say, I've started a branch. So church membership, will they follow you? So proper ministry is power ministry. You hear what I'm talking about there? So the time that you move into branches, and see, the time we will be moving into branches, we. Are you in church?
Yes, sir.
And go to Canada and go to America and go to where? Where?
Asia.
And go to where?
Indonesia.
And go to Pakistan. And go to where? Middle East. And go to Kazakhstan. On Australia.
Yes, sir.
Who wants to go to Australia here? You want to go to Australia?
Yes, sir.
As a missionary, right?
Yes.
You will go in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
Somebody shared the story of a security man who became a pastor, a true, correct pastor. Security man. He's now a true pastor. And so blessed. Is that not true? May you be able to fast. I've heard that you can eat plenty. May you be able to fast. So, but you shall receive power. It says, and you shall, am I sharing with you some keys this evening? So don't, some people say, Papa, why have you not? Take your time. Why are you running to? Rapture is waiting for me.
Hey!
What do you guys think?
Ah.
Hey, we are doing a great work. A great work. Don't be in a hurry. Prepare. Be in a hurry to prepare. Be in a hurry to do what?
Prepare.
Preparation takes time, depending on what you want to see. I've said that in life, your speed is determined what is chasing you. Some of us, it's not an antelope that is chasing us. I'll tell you what is chasing me very soon. Amen. But you shall receive power. So don't give up. A ministry of 5 people can become 5,000.
Yes, sir.
With power. I've known ministers who were not, when they shared their story, they were not known anywhere. They were not known how, where? Manifestations of power. We all have power. Do we all have power? But manifestations of power is dependent on our walk with the Spirit. It's not just depending on fasting. It's depending on our walk with the Lord. It's so important, our walk with the Lord. Today I was studying a little bit on Elijah, and I discovered that after he declared the famine, the next thing he went to do was to eat, not to fast. The Lord told me, he said, do you see that in Jessica? I said, I see it. Do you see that Elijah was today? Don't play with Pastor Prince. Even when he's in the air, he's hearing something. What do you guys think? Then he said, do you see that after the man declared there will not be rain 3.5 years, after he had prayed and he has made sure that he has held the clouds, the next thing was to go to the bush and to be fed by ravens, and he ate. How do you remember he ate? And he kept on eating until the bush dried up. And then the Lord says, so go to Zarephath. There is at the city gate, there is a widow that will meet you there. Then he went there, when he went to the widow said, we don't have food. Said, that is why I'm here, so that we can eat again. Then they did a multiplication of the meal, and they ate for 3.5 years. For 3.5 years, Elijah was not fasting. He was eating with the woman. What do you guys think? Until the Lord said, it is time for the rains to come. When it is time, you fast. You didn't hear that, you shout glory. So, when they said the abundance of rain, before he said, I see the abundance of rain, he went to the mountain to pray and to fast. And when he did that, power was made available. Is that not powerful? I said, is that not powerful? When the man parted the river, suddenly, the prophet said, the spirit of Elijah is on this man. The Bible says, they saw that he parted the river, Jordan. When Elijah left, Elisha could have just come like this and just passed through, and nobody would have seen anything on him. But when he just parted and they saw that miracle, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they all came to bow down to him. Did you hear what I'm talking about? Oh, some of you have gone on break. Did you eat some watch before coming? When I started talking about power, it looks like you are thinking about the watch. It's like, Charlie, the watch is on the power or something like that. But this is so important. This scripture tells us that the only time you move from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to where? To the uttermost part of the earth is when there is power available. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
So when you see miracle, there are signs you see and you do certain things.
Yes.
That's how God works, with signs. You see the sign. If the sign has nothing showed up, the guy was praying and he looked and he saw the sign. Did he see the sign?
Yes,
did Elijah see the sign?
Yes, sir.
I said, did he see the sign?
Yes, sir.
Before he stopped. So when I see the sign, I also stop. I'm also in my season.
Glory.
What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
When I see the sign, I also stop praying and fasting. I'll say abundance of miracles. Shout glory. Go back to anakazo. So when we anakazo, when we compel people, one of the things that we talk about anakazo is like, we are forcing people to come. I've never wanted that. To force people, just forcing like that. That is why for some time I stopped doing evangelism and all that until the Lord drew my attention to that we should do it now. I stopped because I realized that sometimes we have a good news and we are trying to force people to come. And because we are forcing, they just come and sit down. The when they finish, they say, go back home. The same. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But when they see miracles, signs, and wonders, they know that there is power in the name of Jesus. What do you guys think? And their staying is genuine. What do you guys think? Did you hear what I said? So we are compelling them by convincing them using the serpentine spirit. convey, we are provoked, and we are convincing them to come, number one. Number two, we are compelling them to the demonstration of power. So we invite the lame to come. Is that not what you are going to do during the Ginobai? And we invite the lame to come. We invite the poor to come. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Then the power of God hits the lame. Then the church becomes another kind of ministry. What do you guys think? Then we go out there again and invite others. Why? The church must be full. Say it after me. Say, the house must be full. Say then, say,
the house
must be full. Say,
full house.
Full house. So that servant came, and the Lord said unto them, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Say, I am filling God's house. Shout glory. So do you understand the second mentality? Excuses, part of the second mentality. What? Provoking. Compelling. And compelling and compelling. I'm saying that you compel them with the serpentine spirit. And through power. Through what? Manifestations of power. The lame walk. It says, go and tell John again. John the Baptist asked the disciples, go and ask Jesus, is he the Messiah, or we should wait for another one? Because John was in tribulation, in the prison. Jesus' answer is an answer that sometimes when you read in the scriptures, you want to hide under a chair and never come out again. What do you guys think? Yesterday we passed somewhere, Pastor Femi or me. We passed as we were casting, Pastor, do you see so many churches here? Said, I said, why do you, so many churches? But it looks like the whole society doesn't feel the presence of a church. There's so many churches. Some are bigger and smaller, bigger, and all that. I said, why are these churches all on this lane? Churches on this lane. Signboards, so and so ministry, so and so ministry, so and so. Why is that? It doesn't look like the society, the area, or the community feels the presence of a church. Because when there is a church, we must feel the presence. What do you guys think? We must feel the presence of the church. We must feel the presence of God. When I say the presence, it's not like a feeling where you fall down. They must see power there. They must see something. Don't you understand what the man said? When Naaman went to see the king said, ah, they are provoking me. And the prophet said, bring Naaman to me and let me cure him of his leprosy. Anytime I read the scriptures, when you read them, you may stop preaching. I say you may still do what? We are coming. Say, we are coming. Says, bring Naaman. Bring him. Is there no prophet in Israel? Bring him. And let me cure him of his leprosy. This is, let me pray for God to cure. Say, bring, let me cure him. That's an Old Testament man. Let me cure him of his leprosy. So that they will know that there is a prophet in Israel. So the society, the nation must feel the presence of prophets. And presence of men of God who speak and it comes to pass. Lord. What do you guys think? We must feel it in our generation.
Yes, sir.
Not just go to church. 50 branches, 50 churches all over. But we don't see power. When a child dies, we carry the child to go and bury. Yet we have 20 churches. Are you guys looking at my heart? I'm talking about my heart. I'm not talking about, sometimes I talk on some of these things most. I talk to the pastors about it. But today I feel like sharing some also. What do you think, Doc? Yeah. When the widow's son died, then Elijah carried the child up. He says, the Bible says he carried the child to the upper room, upper chamber where he was staying, Elijah. And laid hands on that child, and the child woke up from death. And he carried the child back to the mother. The mother said, now I know that you are a prophet. The mother didn't know he was a prophet when the meal multiplied. The meal multiplied for 3.5 years. And they ate meal. The more Deaconess Steph took meal out, the next morning there was meal. For 3.5 years. What kind? It's not a powerful miracle. But the woman didn't say, you are a prophet. But when he saw his dead child come back to life, he says, now I know that you are a prophet. And that the word of the Lord in your mouth is true. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So when we say world changers, maybe you may not understand. They say, we are preaching, we are preaching. But the society must feel the presence of a minister in this country. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
And feel the presence of a church where people can take their dead children and bring them to church. Do you get what I'm talking about?
Yes,
where you are in some dental community somewhere, and somebody, the child dies there, they are crying, say, what is happening over here? Or somebody loses his job and he removes his tie and throws it somewhere. Say, what happened? My husband lost his job last Monday. And he has been drinking since Monday till Sunday. So please, what do we do about it? What do you guys think? You say, bring that, let him know there is a prophet in your house today. That is when we talk about branches. Do you see the spirit I'm working with?
Yes.
We are doing strange things in this world.
Yes,
what do you guys think?
Yes.
We are doing strange things. It's not just that it makes your church big. It makes you reveal God to people. God, people can see. I like what Paul says, and they glorified God in me. Galatians chapter 2 says, they glorified God in me. The people, the Gentiles, saw God at work. They saw aprons and handkerchiefs. They saw things. Then they glorified God in him.
Hallelujah.
What do you guys think?
Yes,
by the time you lay hands on that guy who just lost his job, the next day they've called him back to check work.
Yeah.
You go and say, also for me, do a check, sorry. My name is members. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
People think we have come here to joke. We are not joking at all. We are. Have you seen when a person is driving a car? I don't drive, so let me tell you. Let me use whatever is in my head. When you are driving a car, you change gears small. What do you guys think? Gear one. Which one is the speed one? Two. Gear three. That's what we are doing. Very soon, people will come and see us bend. What do you guys think? Now, that's the last mentality. I'm out of time, right? I have some 5 minutes. The last mentality is, do you understand the compelling one?
Yes, sir.
The last mentality is where Romans chapter 1 verse 16, moving to preach salvation with a mentality that we are unashamed of the gospel. You are unashamed of the gospel. Is this not powerful? It's not good you are in church today. Yeah. And you must be provoked. Where are the pastors in church?
Yes, sir.
You must be provoked.
Yes,
you must be what?
Provoked.
Where are the leaders in church?
Yes, sir.
You must be provoked. If I take you to Asia, at that time you have become a pastor. Don't be in a hurry that, Papa, make me a pastor now. If I push Elder Godwin, where am I pushing you to? Uzbekistan, Middle East.
Yes,
what do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
And you enter the place and you start. When you start, you see about three Ghanaians there. You say, we are starting a church, they come. And they say, oh, me, we don't go to. So you come. When they come and you lay hands on them and they fall under the power like this, they begin to speak in tongues. So don't worry, next time they bring your friends. They bring their friends. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
Oh, witnessing with power. Say, witnessing with power. Say, witnessing with power.
Witnessing.
Say, a missionary with miracles.
A missionary with miracles.
Oh, I want you to say it as you mean. Say, a missionary with miracles.
A missionary with miracles.
Don't think about the nation. Think about what you are carrying to the nation.
Yeah.
I'm preparing you. Am I preparing you?
Yes, sir.
I'm preparing you. By the time you check in December, you say, we are going to Uzbekistan. You say, Papa, we are not prepared. You know, you should have told us earlier. We are preparing now.
Yes,
preparation is... What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
Look at the way we switch to the field ministry. Were we prepared? Once instruction comes, you don't need to prepare again. So this is the time. All this time we have, we are preparing.
Yes,
make sure you listen to the message. It's not that when you've gone there, you're not saying, and Ananias and Barnabas and Ananias, you've forgotten Sapphira's name. Begin to read your Bible now. Begin to study now. Amen.
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 God has given us what? We are the first fruits. First fruits. I'm not hearing a glory to that. Is that not powerful? For I am not ashamed, or I am unashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed. Look at somebody, tell the person, I am not ashamed. So you are preaching the gospel with that mentality that you are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are not ashamed of it. Sometimes people are ashamed to preach. Sometimes, no, we here in WCN, we are not ashamed. That is why we started like this. So we can all be involved. Maybe you've not gone to preach the gospel on your own before. Or you've not gone alone. But we are in a team, in a group. When we say go and pastor this branch, you form a team. Is that not true? You are not ashamed. And you are singing your song whilst you are going. What do you guys think? For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. That means that the only thing that can grant salvation is the gospel. And I've said it before, why is salvation so important? Why should everyone be saved? Because man is born into sin. Why should everyone be saved? Because salvation is our entry into glory, into Christ. I said it on Sunday, I said being born again is an entry into Christ. You can only be in Christ and have Christ be in you when you are saved. And that is the greatest thing you can be on this earth. To be filled with God. I didn't hear glory there. You see that? So it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Unashamed. You are not hiding from the gospel. You are not hiding from preaching the gospel. You are not ashamed of it. Say that. Say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. People are not ashamed of what they believe in. Do you get what I'm talking about? You are not ashamed. I'm wondering why the presidents of Africa are not ashamed of being presidents of Africa. Because when you are descending into Ghana, it looks like into Ghana or Africa, everywhere you go in Africa, it's like you are entering a forest. What do you guys think? When you see that these are presidents who are always traveling outside the country and going and coming and going and coming. So when they go to those places and pass through the snows and go to all those places and they are coming and they are descending and they are seeing themselves entering a forest, must they, presidents of the forest, must they not be ashamed? What do you guys think? Do you agree what I'm saying? Yet they are not ashamed. They are not ashamed. So we must not be ashamed of what can give a man salvation. Somebody's salvation is in what we say. Somebody's salvation is with us. The person is only saved when he hears us preach. Come on, shout glory to that. So we must not be ashamed. We must not be running away from the gospel. We must not feel... You see, it's the devil that brings that thing, those things into our. When you meet somebody and you want to talk to the person, and you hear somebody say, don't preach. Oh, don't say, hey, can you stop? You say, shut up, you devil. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you talk to the person. Regardless of whether the person becomes rude to you, the person doesn't, I've told you about excuses already, right? So you are not ashamed. People are not ashamed of what they do in this world. When you see on news and on whatever, you see homosexuals. And homosexuals, this one is kissing the other. And they are getting married. Are they ashamed? They are not ashamed. They say they are men trapped in women's body. And men, women trapped in men's body. Is that not what they say? They say they are trapped in somebody's. If you are trapped, let's remove you out. That's what they say. They are trapped in this. But are they ashamed? Some are even on the street promoting it. LG something, something. Something, 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 something. They are not ashamed. Are they ashamed? When you see those prostitutes or harlots or what do they call those people? Night, something, something. People somewhere, ANC Mall and all those places. Osu, I don't know whether they are still there and all that. Atemu there and all that. And they are going there. Are they ashamed? They are not ashamed, and this is something that does not give salvation. But they are not ashamed to the point where they can stop Brawalaska. And do what? A whole bishop. And throw their bag into the car. Oh, Dr. John, they say, shh. What do you guys think? Are they ashamed? Some of them, three of them are chasing your car. Is this something? This is something that must not be even heard of. That women are chasing a man's car like that. And something like, have you seen them chasing cars and all that? Are they ashamed? No. Why should we be ashamed of preaching the gospel that can save a soul from going to hell? So whenever you are feeling ashamed, remember that the Atemuda people are not ashamed. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
What do we call those people? Night workers or something? Night workers and all that. All of those people must be saved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But those people, we use strategy to save them too. Oh, it's true. We use strategy because some of the people say, I've been sent to win. Those people, it's a lie. Some of them is a lie. It takes a whole teamwork to it takes power to deliver them from those things and establish them and give them money. One man of God who normally was doing that was T.B. Joshua. He can use his toe like this to cast that demons out. What do you guys think? So we are not ashamed. We are not what?
Ashamed.
Those people are not ashamed. Amen. I'm not ashamed. So why should we be ashamed of telling somebody that Jesus loves you and wants you to be saved? He wants you to come to church. He wants you to leave this thing and come to church. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your partner. He wants you to have eternal life. He wants you to receive the Holy Ghost. Why should we be ashamed of that? Should we be ashamed of that? No. People show on TV. People show on TV. You see a worldly singer. You see some women by the back of the worldly singer shaking themselves and dancing all kinds of dance. Is that not true? All kinds of dances. You see all these youth and young boys who don't go to church, they on their TV, and that's all they watch 24/7. Watching dances. Are they ashamed of all those people? Are the ladies ashamed? No. Some of them are Legon girls. They go to Alomo Bites, contract to Alomo Bites. And what Bites? Ogidigidi. Something. Those are all, they are not ashamed of promoting alcohol on the TV. They are not ashamed of promoting what? Alcohol. And the dancers are not ashamed of dancing for what? Alcohol. Promoting alcohol. Some have removed all their shirts and dresses and all, they are dancing to alcohol. To take some small allowance or money or something small. What do you guys think? And go back after dancing. Are they ashamed? So you see, when you sit down and look at the society, when you close and you close and go, you'll be seeing somebody and their girlfriend somewhere, some corner somewhere, and all that, you'll be like, hey, what is happening here? And you pass and go. They are not ashamed. Even they see you, they won't be moved. They are not ashamed. But these are all signs of the end times. Maybe next week we'll go into the judgments and the end times. In the last days. These are the last days. The last days there he talks about are from the coming of the Holy Ghost till the rapture. They are all last days. So now one bishop says that we are in the latter times of the last days. What do you guys think? In latter days, like this one, says things like that will be happening. People will be lovers of themselves. People will be disobedient. People will do all of this. This is what we are seeing now. And you see it clearly. And you see that they are influenced by demons. And they are not ashamed. Somebody is on his way on the street. They're seeing you coming. You are holding your Bible. You are holding your whatever. You are wearing your snake dress. He doesn't care. He just sells on his cigar. Is that not true? Now it has gone to shisha or all of that. Are people ashamed?
No, sir.
Not at all. You see them in some club somewhere, shisha, they do status of them doing shishu or shisha, what do you call that? Shisha and all that. showing it. Doc, is that not what happened now? Because people are not ashamed of what they should be ashamed of. They are not ashamed of what should be done in secret. Now, what should be done in secret is brought to the open. And all the young ones are watching it live. Shisha on statuses, Shisha on Facebook, Shisha everywhere. We have the gospel. It's bigger than Shisha. What do you guys think? To save men from going to hell. He says, when you warn the wicked, you are warning the wicked from going down to the pit. He says, he shall say, deliver man from going down to the pit, because I have found what? A ransom. So we are preachers of salvation. And we must not be ashamed. If people with such kind of behaviors are not ashamed. Today we say, people will go and remove all their stomach, something, remove all of that. I'm not saying it's a sin. Removing all, some are pumping their ties. Some are pumping. Is that what is happening in this world?
Yes, sir.
And after they pump it and all that, they will come and snap a picture and put it on social media so that all the people in this world will come to know that they have gone to pump their hips and all that. And they are not ashamed. They have given themselves nicknames. Is that not true? These are things that sometimes they are hard to be altered in church. But I want you to know that these are things that people are doing. Are you in church today? I'm closing with this. These are things that people are doing in the society. And they are not ashamed. Young ladies are following married men. And married men are buying cars and building houses and doing what? All those things. And they are not ashamed, and they are putting it on social media. That they've taken somebody's husband and he's giving them a house. So if you also want you to come and go and take somebody's husband and let him give you a house. People are not ashamed today. Is there any shame in this world again? Is there any shame? So we have the gospel. We are not, by the grace of God, you are not pumping your hips. You are not something. You are going to tell somebody that Jesus loves you. The good news. It says that Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, or our Lord, because it is the power of God. It is the power of God. All the things that they do is the power of the devil unto hell. All the things I mentioned is the power of the devil being displayed. Is the spirit of disobedience at work in men and women, leading them to hell. The Bible talks about the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. The spirit that, if there is no spirit that is working in you, you cannot show yourself naked on the social media to let us know that you have gone to pump your hips. Is that not strange? What would that do to us? Nothing. But they are not ashamed. Are they ashamed? Must we be ashamed of the gospel? No. So that's what I'm just telling, that we must not be ashamed, because we have something better. The gospel is something better. The gospel is not a fable. It's something better. It says, how shall we escape? Hebrews chapter 2. Take us there. Let me close with that. Is this not powerful? God has been blessed just today. I'm closing with this so that you can go and rest. Come and shout glory. So that when you go to work and you are sleeping, you don't tell your boss that my pastor didn't close early. That's why I've been sleeping today. Shout glory. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. I want you all to lift up your head and watch this scripture. Are you in church? Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to that, to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Verse 2. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, semicolon, how shall we escape? Look at something, the person, how shall you escape? Says this, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord himself. Jesus preached salvation. Did he preach salvation?
Yes,
he said, you must be born again.
Yes,
he says, it was first began to, this is one of my favorite scriptures, began to be spoken or preached by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Who are them that heard him? The apostles. So the apostles continued from where Jesus left. And we are continuing from where the apostles left. What do you guys think? Verse 3 says what? Then how shall we escape if we neglect, not reject? Did he say reject? To reject means you didn't take it. To neglect means to hear, but you don't take serious. So it says that what is happening in churches today. Today I was watching one great man of God over 100,000 of the midweek service. The whole church, I said, look at what the church has become now. Midweek service, everybody is busy. Neglect, may the rapture happen on the midweek service. What do you guys think? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord himself and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Oh, shout glory to that.
Glory.
Continue verse 4. At them that heard him, how shall we escape if we neglect it? If we neglect, we know we must preach a salvation and we neglect it and the Uber driver dies, how shall we escape? If we neglect, we see it here, we neglect it, to see the phone here and leave it and go home and leave it there. You saw his mommy's phone, you say, oh, mommy has left his phone, but it's okay, if she has left, let it, let it. And we go, you have neglect, it's not like neglect. So we must not neglect, we must preach the salvation. Say it, I'm preaching the salvation.
I'm preaching the salvation.
God also bearing them witness, both with signs. This is what I was talking about compelling, witnessing with power. Did I say that?
Yes, sir.
You, when you see witnessing in the scriptures, you see power.
Yes, sir.
You see miracles.
Yes, sir.
Because you can't just win people to leave their park that they are playing football to come. When they enter the church one and they see a miracle, they'll go and tell their friend, Charlie, Sunday, be in class, we have a bubble. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
The church in Ghana must walk in miracles. What do you guys think?
Yes, sir.
God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So God bear them witness. Without witnessing, it will be story. Jesus is alive. It's so what? That's what I'm talking about. The Bible says that the people in one accord believed. Whenever I read that scripture, the group of people like this, says in one accord believed. At once they all believed. What did they believe? Hearing and seeing. Hearing and seeing. They saw the lame walk. They saw the deaf hear, and they in one accord believed. And Philip started a church. Philip started a church there. All the people said, Philip, we have belonged to your church. We believe. We have seen the lame walk. This lame one, I know him. We have seen the deaf hear. We have seen the blind see. We have seen the cripple walk. We believe. He started a church there. There, he started a church. He didn't go again and come. He started a church. Philip. What do you guys think? Thomas died in India, full of miracles, both with signs and wonders according to his own will. Verse 5. Let me close with this. Come on, shout glory. It's okay. Shout glory. Who has heard something? So what did I share today? Preaching salvation with three important what? Mentalities. Number one, the mentality of what? Casting a net. Number two, the mentality of what? Compelling power. Number three, the mentality of what?
Unashamed
of the gospel. Shout glory. Shall we bow down our heads? Father, we thank you for your word. We are winning souls on every side, every day. We are winning souls on every side, where?
Every day.
And we are declaring in the name of Jesus that even as we prepare our hearts and prepare ourselves to do mighty things on the streets, in the ghettos, in the estates, at the malls, schools, everywhere, we pray, Lord Jesus, guide our steps, direct our paths. Let us see the manifestations of your spirit. Let us witness the manifestations of your power. Let us witness the manifestations of miracle signs, wonders, in the name of Jesus. Let the lame walk, let the blind see, let the poor receive the gospel of blessings and be made rich. In the name of Jesus, we pray as we go out, all the souls we have ministered to, and we still do minister to, all those we are praying for, Lord, let the power of this gospel, the power of the Spirit, touch their hearts, touch their lives, and let them respond to our call. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.